If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're like me, when you think of a relationship break, you're remembering Ross Geller on the show Friends screaming, "We were on a break." Well, let me tell you, that was not the right way to take a relationship break. But there is a healthy way to take a relationship break, and you do it by asking and answering three important questions, which I'm going to cover today. So stay tuned. I'm Dr. Abby Metcalf, and I'm a practicing psychologist, number one Amazon best-selling author, TEDx speaker, and all-around relationship maven with over 35 years of experience helping people just like you. Join me as I teach you actionable tips and strategies to create connection, joy, and ease in all your relationships. So let's get to it. Welcome back to the podcast. I am your ever-loving host, Dr. Abby Metcalf. You can call me Abby. And this and next week's episodes are inspired by a really wonderful email I received recently where the person said, my partner and I, they've been together, let's say more than 5 years. I want to make sure I'm not outing anyone and keeping people anonymous, are currently on a relationship break because he has desires for an open relationship, but still wants to be together. But that is not something I can get behind. And she says, I guess not right now. Ultimately, we're both taking this time to do some self-reflecting and reevaluating some of our values, desires, and boundaries. Do you have any advice on how to approach this situation or a relationship break in general? Now, these are really two questions here. So today, I'm going to talk about relationship breaks. And then next week, we'll talk about open relationships and how to know if it's that's something that's right for you. So I know, I'm really excited. Again, please write in when you have questions like this or DM me or whatever. I really get my best inspiration from you. And I need to know I'm helping you. That's the whole reason I'm here. That's the whole reason I do what I do. And I know that best when you're writing in, especially when a bunch, like I've had multiple people write in about relationship breaks, and I've had multiple people write in about an open relationship or polyamory or other things. So again, very helpful, helps me sort of know where to target. You know, I'm in my sixth season here. There's a team of us that make this happen. We're in our sixth season here, and I've covered a lot of ground on a lot of topics, but there's always a new way to turn something around and look at it. So, and please make sure that you rate or subscribe to the podcast, you know, and just so you know, you folks on Apple who are listening to me through Apple, iTunes, whatever it's called these days, they stopped something where it used to be that if you were subscribed to something that you would automatically get the new episode in your feed. That no longer happens. You have to change your settings to ask for it now. So I'm letting you know that if you haven't seen me in a while, that could be why. If you're thinking, oh my God, what happened to Abby? That's what happened, if that's how you're listening to me. Those of you on Spotify and other things, you don't have to worry about it. So please, again, leave a review on Apple, rate on Spotify. And if you're watching me on YouTube, you're seeing that my Jufro is really froing. I don't know what's happening today. But please, although I am wearing some adorable polka dots, so you're missing it if you're just listening. But if you're watching me on YouTube, please subscribe, like the video, definitely comment. I love hearing your comments, and those I can be pretty attentive to. So that makes me happy. So let me just say this first. I had an incredibly hard time finding any real research on whether or not relationship breaks are healthy. There are a ton of opinions out there, I'll tell you that, and some very small studies, which are, to me, that's really hard to extrapolate to a larger pool. When you see a small study or a study that doesn't feel like it's really representative of larger groups, it's also the only things I could find that even were small were things on marriage and separations, where a lot of folks aren't married. And so, you don't want to compare apples to oranges or apples to gorillas in half these situations. So today I want to be clear. You know me, I'm a research junkie queen. I base myself on that. Today, I am mostly speaking from my own experience. And that is almost 40 years in a variety of countries, states, settings, all kinds of things. So I can only give you that. So if you're only here for I have a couple articles I'll link to in the show notes and on the relationship tips and tools page where I post the blog, but there's really not much that I felt good linking you to. So there you go. And in my, again, humble Jewish mother, bossy sometimes, or often, Abby, I'm bossy often, opinion. And again, all my years of experience, and I talked to other therapists, and I did do that for this. I talked to other therapists who I like and respect about this topic. I do my own research, I guess you could say, but I want to be clear. So in my own humble opinion, a relationship break can be healthy if both partners are motivated to work on themselves and their own issues so they can grow in the relationship and work out issues that have probably been stumbling blocks previously. A healthy relationship break isn't a vacation from the relationship. Instead, it's a way to put on the pause button temporarily so you can gain hopefully some greater clarity into the issues you bring into the relationship, maybe why you're triggered in certain situations, and what's creating upset or unhappiness for you. If you can get better at your own emotional regulation and identifying ways you can change instead of focusing on what your partner needs to do, I know it's your favorite, but no, relationship breaks can be a relationship saver. I do want to say that. And I definitely want to give a shout out to my first book, my Amazon number one bestseller, thank you, called Be Happily Married, Even If Your Partner Won't Do a Thing. If you haven't gotten it yet, you can look on Amazon or on the shop page on my website. It's got 5-star reviews. I'm really proud of it. I wrote it a few years ago. I definitely want to update it, but it is a great place to start when you're too focused on your partner and what they're doing and thinking that if they don't change, then we can't change. So I would highly recommend that book as a place to start. And I'll link to that in the show notes too. So let's first talk about bad reasons for a relationship break. Okay. So before we get into healthy reasons for a relationship break and how to do it well, I want to talk about bad reasons for a relationship break. As I said, a healthy relationship break can save a relationship and set it really, I've seen it, on a new, productive, and exciting course. But an unhealthy relationship break, and again, I've seen this more than the good stuff, creates distrust, resentment. It pushes the two of you farther apart, not closer. An unhealthy relationship break, my opinion, often happens because it's really time to actually break up, but that feels too painful or you haven't been able to do it. So before we get into, again, what works, let's discuss what doesn't work. First things first, you want to avoid multiple cycles of relationship breaks and then getting back together. This is something we have research on, and researchers call it relationship churning. It's more common in younger adults, so we see it more in Gen Z, for sure, and some in Gen Y, or millennials. Gen Y and millennials are the same, just so you know, in case anyone was not sure. But we do see it more in the research, it's coming up that it's more in Gen Z. So that I've got research on. And outcomes in the research show that when there's a lot of relationship churns, you know, breaking up, getting back together, breaking up, getting back together, there's a propensity, there's more violence, there's more trauma, there's lower self-esteem when couples are caught in this cycle. So I am not a fan. If you're going to take a relationship break, I don't think it should happen more than once, personally. And again, it should happen in a healthy way. And likely in the past, when you've done it, you've literally broken up and gotten back together, even though you might have called it a break. So if this is your second or third break, I'm just going to say it. It's my opinion today, okay? I think you're in an unhealthy cycle, and it's time for formal counseling or to finally call it quits for good. That's what I think. I'm just throwing it out there. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to agree, but I am concerned for you if this is the cycle you're in. Again, I don't necessarily think it's time for couples therapy. I think it's time for individual therapy. You need to figure out why you're in this kind of cycle. It's likely trauma related. It's likely trauma bonding that's keeping you there. I did a whole episode on trauma bonding. You can go back and listen to that. Hold on. I gotta write a note so that I link to it in the show notes. You really want to listen to the trauma bonding episode. If this is you. So again, I want to say it as lovingly as possible. So much of what we do in relationships is about looking at ourselves. And I can't tell you how many people come to me for couples work, and I'm sending them away to do individual work because that's ethically what I know they need, not the couples. So other unhealthy reasons to take a break, and again, a signal that maybe it's time to break up instead, include, I would say, number one, if you are or your partner is interested in pursuing a relationship with another person. That to me, and again, unless next week we're going to talk about open relationships, well, and really that wouldn't be an open relationship to me as much as probably polyamory, which again, I'll talk about the differences of those things next week in the next episode. But I don't, again, I've met with thousands of people in my career and I've talked to thousands more. I have to tell you, if you or your partner is interested in pursuing a relationship, an intimate relationship with another person, not, you know, just sex, which we would be to me more about an open relationship, then there's something else going on in it. To me, that's likely a time to break up. Because I don't think when someone is pursuing, unless again, you're in a polyamorous relationship and you've defined all that and you've got all that set up, I don't think you can, I don't think that works. I've seen people try it just so many times. And I speak to other therapists, we talk about these things. And outside of a true polyamory, I have not seen that succeed personally. So it doesn't mean it can't for you. It means I haven't seen it. And I hate when people think they're the unicorn in these kind of situations because I see a lot of heartbreak and trauma, frankly. But there you go. That's what I'm going to say about it. Number two, when you or your partner is interested in having sex with other people, again, we'll talk about open relationships and whether that's right for you next week. So notice I separated those, wanting to have sex with other people or wanting to actually have a relationship with someone else, wanting to pursue a relationship. These are things that if they're not clearly delineated, then I don't think that's a relationship break. I think that's a breakup. Here's what I see the most when people want to break. It's because they really want to break up, but they think this will be easier. I'm going to be letting my partner down more gently this way. No, it's the most selfish thing you can do. It's a mean thing to do because you're leading on the other person longer and they're doing probably the wrong kind of work. Again, I'm going to tell you what a healthy break is. So if you want to break up and you're clear about that, break up. Do the kind thing. It's not kind to string someone's feelings along ever. It's selfish. And I think it's cruel, frankly. I think it's cruel. So don't do it. Okay. Number four is if you're definitely, I've seen this one. If you're in an argument or the heat of the moment and you're fed up, so you know, we need a break. The decision to take a break should be made from a calm, connected place, not from fear, anger, upset, overwhelm, or anything like that. Number five, if one of you wants it, but the other one really, really doesn't, when it's not mutual, this creates distrust, resentment, and it really undermines the relationship. So not being able to create some sort of agreed upon ground rules for issues, that's the sign that you might not be able to move forward. So if you're taking a break, again, I'm going to tell you a way to take a healthy break, but if you're set on the break and your person is not, and they're just, you can't have a conversation about how this could work, to me, that's a clear sign it's time to break up. Number six, if you or your partner is threatening a break as a means of manipulation to get what you want, or right, or for them to get what they want, that's not a reason. That's terrible. That's manipulation. That's fear-based. This is not a love thing. Okay. So those are all bad reasons and things that I have found they're unhealthy. I shouldn't say bad. They're unhealthy. They're not coming from a good place and you're not going to have great outcomes, which I want you to have. If you're going to take a relationship break, I want you to have great outcomes and you can, but you got to do it, you know, you got to do it well. So, okay. So now let's get to the three questions. Here's the three questions you need to ask and answer, obviously, to take a healthy relationship break.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, here we go. Question number one, what's the motivation? The goal of a healthy relationship break is to come back to the relationship with a renewed sense of enthusiasm, commitment, passion, excitement, right? That's the, to me, the goal. You want that renewed sense. You want to feel maybe like you did when you were first together, which you can have again. You can't have the limerence in the same way, but you can have other wonderful things. You can be focused in the right way, all that. So with that in mind, healthy reasons to take a break are things like to focus on taking care of yourself. I find that many people get lost in a relationship and have difficulty prioritizing their own needs when they're with someone else. You know, you might have experienced this. Or you could discover you have a mental health issue you didn't know was there, or one that's been exacerbated by the relationship. So taking a break can be useful, or maybe it's just been exacerbated, not even by the relationship, but you have to really focus. Taking a break can be useful to focus on yourself and not blame your partner or put off self-care because you're focused on them, okay? So when you think of your motivation, to me, that's a really healthy motivation to have. Like, oh my gosh, there's this thing I really have to take care of in this way. Another healthy motivation when you're looking at what, you know, question one, when you're answering this question, what's my motivation, is some sort of natural distance. Maybe work has created a lot of distance. Maybe you're working in another country for a year or something and your person can't move. And you're not, again, if you want to take a break, you don't have to take a break during that time. But Often I found that when people don't work out how to figure out how to move together, it's often time to, you know, they're thinking that they kind of maybe want to break up, or is this the right person for me? Or are we going in different directions with what we want? So it can be a healthy reason to take a break. Again, you still have to follow the rest of my rules here, but this can be a healthy motivation. Or maybe what I found, I had this not long ago. I had a woman I was working with, and one of her parents got very sick, and her other parent can't take care of it's her dad got really sick, and her mom can't manage. Her mom isn't such a well put together person and cannot manage. And she's worried about her dad, and they don't have money anyway, and she can work remotely. So this just worked, and her partner didn't want to come with her. And she really was looking at that like, wow, is this person have my back? Is this a person I want to be in a relationship with? And so this natural kind of place of distance. And, you know, as she and I were talking, she could see that there were other ways that her partner didn't always have her back, wasn't willing to be inconvenienced for her, wasn't willing to make sacrifices for her. And this was just sort of a glaring example of that. And it was a really good time and to maybe take a break. This is sort of a natural place. So these can be really great natural times to step back a little as you focus on your here and now situation. Another healthy motivation is to take a relationship break is if you're in a negative cycle, you can't break. You've tried therapy, you've tried other things, but in these situations, what I find is that people in a couple continue to trigger one another, and getting true distance physically and emotionally can be really helpful to realign your values, to get perspective, again, to work on yourself and your triggers. It's just sometimes so hard to do it when you're right next to each other, even no matter how hard you try. So if you even know that you have your own issues, but you keep getting triggered by your partner and you keep getting in that same argument over and over, or, you know, a knockdown, drag down, or, you know, knockdown, drag out, what is it kind of situation. If you find yourself again with your worsening mental health symptoms, then it might be time to physically take that. Again, it's not a vacation from the relationship, this kind of motivation. It's a want to get closer. It's a want to not have this issue continue to be. And so you pull back and you each work on your stuff and get some perspective. The fourth reason I think it can be a really healthy motivation is if you fundamentally want different things. It is more common than you think to fall in love with someone, to start building a life with someone, and only to you later discover that you want different things. And that doesn't, you know, we grow and change as humans. If you got together at 23 and you're now 43, guess what? You know, you might want different things. You might be in a very different place in your life with what you thought you wanted then. And it's really hard. I found that people got together in the beginning and, you know, were like, yeah, I want kids. But then when it really came time, like now it's time to have kids, one of the people said, I don't want kids. You know, when you first got together, it was clear that there was a commitment level and all that. But then later the other person doesn't want to get married and you do. Maybe they want an open relationship now and you don't, you know. The rules can change, you know, I shouldn't say the rules change, because you don't want to beat up another person for growing and changing in their lives. I know it feels like you do because you're thinking, well, they promised me this when we first got together and they promised that and they promised that. I'm sorry, but this idea that you can promise anything is, I say with so much love in my heart, it's a little immature. We just can't. At some point, you got to get that. And I think, again, being in the 12 steps of recovery, you know, everyone I think knows at this point, I'm a recovering heroin addict. It's one of the things that we always talk about one day at a time. And like today in my life, even though it's been decades since I used heroin, I can't swear and promise and say absolutely I will never use it again. I don't plan to. I work on my recovery. I keep it front and center in my head, all those good things. And people struggle with that sometimes, partners or other people. And they're like, well, how can you not promise? Or what do you mean? It's been years. Because we know we have a disease. And you can't swear that you'd never get cancer again if you're in remission. You can say, I plan to keep doing healthy things. You can't swear you'd never have another heart attack if you've had a heart attack, or if you have high blood pressure or any other chronic illness. You can't swear that it'll never come back. And it's the same with relationships. We just grow and change so much in our lives. I hope you grow and change. I hope you're always getting to the next level of your being. And people don't always grow and change in the same way. It's a tough thing. So, or maybe I've seen couples where they were got together in the beginning and they were traveling together and doing really fun things. And then one of the people in the couple, it's like, okay, now it's time to settle down. And they start saving every penny. They don't want to travel anymore. They want to save for a house. They want to do other things. They want to have kids, And then suddenly the other partner is like, wait, this is part of our relationship. We travel, we go to new places, we do all these things. I don't want to give this up now. But the other person's like, well, yeah, that was when we were young. Now we're older and now it's time to do these other things. Again, you just didn't realize that this person would change their, once they decided it was something else that they would change. So I think these are very healthy times to take a relationship break. What I've compared it to sometimes for folks is it could be helpful to think of taking a break from your romantic relationship the same as you might from taking a break from a job. Why would you take a break from a job? You would take a break because you're not sure if that career is for you. You would take a break because maybe you're having some mental health issues or you feel overwhelmed with what's being asked of you, right? Could have a medical issue that's come up and requires your full attention. Any of these could be reasons you feel like you need to step back and reassess your values and what you truly want and need from a career. Well, guess what? That you can really sort of apply that thinking to a relationship. I'm not saying, to be maybe that cold about it, but, get it in your head that way. So no matter what, you need to first question, I have these in order. They're in order. The questions I'm saying are in order. So no matter what, you need to first identify the reason, the motivation you or your partner, or even both of you want to take a break. And I know it's hard when your partner maybe comes to you and says they want a break and you're feeling rejected or abandoned or any of those things. And so do your best to take a breath. This is probably the hardest part of this, and to really listen to the motivation. Don't fight. Don't argue. I have an episode of how to listen without getting defensive or hurt. And I'll link to that in the show notes, or you can look that up, how to listen without getting defensive or hurt. One of my most popular episodes. Maybe before you have this conversation, go listen to that, set it up for success, really listen. Because no matter what, just fighting it, if anything, what I find is that then partners go underground and just disappear. They have relationships with other people. They really do cheat, as opposed to not wanting to cheat and wanting to figure out something else that doesn't feel good. A lot of times, people look for another, something's missing in the relationship. So you look to outside the relationship to fill that void, as opposed to really being able to talk about it within the relationship and see if you can fill the void within. But when you're always rebutting what your partner says or denying or fighting with them about their needs or wants or telling them that they're wrong to have those needs or wants, what are they supposed to do? At some point, they deserve to be heard. So remember, listen like you're wrong. Take that breath. I do know it's hard. I get it. I walk a lot of people through this process, but I need you to take responsibility. So sometimes both partners think it's a good idea to take a break, but I have to tell you at the same time, but I have found that to be a pretty rare phenomenon. It's generally one or the other. So this is ground zero. And if you or your partner, I'll say this, can't identify the motivation for taking a break, that's a huge red flag. It means somebody's lying and doesn't want to hurt the other person's feelings and starting a break from a place of deceit. You can't start a break from a place of deceit. That's a huge problem. It's not going to work. I'm telling you right now, it's not going to be a healthy break. Again, I think people so often don't want to hurt someone's feelings, so they're trying to be nice. This shit makes me crazy. You're not being nice. You're being selfish. You don't like the pushback. You don't like the blowback. So you are being selfish. Don't put it on them. I'm trying to be nice and not. No, fuck that. It makes me crazy. Stop lying to yourself. Stop it. If you want a break and you can't say why, if you can't identify the motivation, oh, it's just a feeling, it's just something, that is trauma bonding bullshit. And it's just bullshit overall. You know why you want a break. Get brave. Be courageous. And frankly, be respectful of your partner enough to say the reason why. Yeah, it's probably is going to hurt their feelings. That's not on you. It's on you to be as loving as possible in delivering the information. But you've got to get there. You've got to talk about these things, or what are you doing? So I'm sorry. That was my little on my soapbox. You know, I get on there sometimes, but I can't stand the victim bullshit, or I can't stand you blaming your partner and their reaction for why you don't hold your boundaries and say what you need. It's not okay. If you're listening here, you know it's not okay. I don't put up with that crap. You're not going to have a good relationship, and you're certainly not going to have a healthy break. So, you know, let's get real. Okay. Question two, you have to ask after what's my or our motivation. What's our definition of our relationship break? Because there is no absolute definition of what taking a relationship break means, because it can be different for every couple. So the most important thing when taking a break is to have a mutual and very clear definition of what a relationship break is for the two of you. No matter what, I've said it before, a relationship break is not a holiday from the relationship. This isn't about temporarily separating and then jumping back in wherever you left off. That's not going to help. There needs to be some changes that happen during the break, or the break won't be helpful. And the changes need to happen on both sides, not one side. Both sides. Okay? Both sides. Your relationship isn't on hold during a break, because you're working on it. If you're truly taking a relationship break, you're working on it separately. And that's how you need to think about it. So it's not on hold. You're working on yourself, because that's the most important thing that you bring to a relationship. You'll probably talk about the relationship with your therapist or whoever else, right? But again, if you're blaming the other person, that's not it. You're talking about yourself in the relationship, not the other person in the relationship. You know, when my partner does X, I blank, you know, I lose my shit. But then you have to talk about why you lose your shit. It's not about blaming your partner. It's like, wow, why does this trigger me? Where does that come from? Why is this okay with me, or whatever? It's about looking at yourself. You have to have an open and loving conversation about how you want to define your break, given your motivation that we, or motivations that we identified in question one. Okay. And then question three, you get to the rules. So your third question is, what are our rules for our relationship break? Okay. So you got your motivation. What's our motivation? What's our definition of, again, our, it's personal. And then question three, what are our rules for our relationship break? So, because now you know your motivation and how you want to define the break. So there are, but now there's a lot of specific things that have to be agreed upon to take a healthy relationship break. So the first and foremost, of course, is to decide on how long the break will be. It should have a definite beginning and end. I just have to say that. You can't have, I don't know yet, I have to see how I feel, bullshit. No. If the other person cannot say, or you cannot say when the end, because at least has to be, you know, whatever, a month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever you say, to at least come back together and talk again. Like, okay, yeah, I still need more time, or I don't, or here's what I've done, whatever. But you can't just have an indefinite, because that is on hold and that doesn't work. So you have to have a definite beginning and end, or it's not a break. Okay, it's not a break. It's something else, and that's not healthy. Number two is if you live together, I believe someone needs to move out. I haven't seen it work. Let me just say that in my almost 40 years of doing this. And I asked this specific question to a bunch of other people and no one else saw this work either. Okay. I asked it to clients who've done it before. And I did a lot of research for this, even though, you know, it's not technical, you know, the kind of research I like, qualitative research, I guess it is, not quantitative. And I asked a bunch of therapists and psychiatrists even, and psychologists and people I know, I really asked this question and no one has seen it work. How do you like that? I'm not saying it can't work for you. I'm saying I had a couple people who said, well, they were in a very large home and they actually had an ADU, like an additional kind of unit with its own, you know, it's like its own apartment that's attached to the house. If that's the best you can do, I guess. But otherwise, if you're passing each other all the time in the kitchen and it's just not, and you're just in the home together, but not together. It's so triggering. That's what I found. So if it's time for a break, again, we're looking at a relationship break, not a divorce, not something that, you know, we're looking at a relationship break with a healthy one where the idea is that you're going to get back together. It's really hard if you're still, you know, that close proximity, I think makes it impossible to take a break, a true healthy one. Again, it's not, I can't say it's impossible, but I've never seen it work. So you've got to decide who's going to move out. And if you've been cohabitating, now you've got a lot of other questions. How will you manage paying bills that were combined? When you add another living space, how will that be absorbed monetarily? Like, how are you going to divide things? If you had a pet, if you have pet or pets, who's going to take care of them during this break? That to me is the bigger issues right there than anything else. If you cohabitate, if you don't, it's certainly much easier. Then you have to agree to ground rules around how often you contact one another. When is it okay? How is it okay? Can you text? Can you email? Can you talk on the phone? Can you FaceTime? Can you meet in person? Are you going to have sex while you're, I hate that, by the way. I don't think that's a good idea at all. I think all of it's not a good idea. If you're taking a break, take a break. Again, focus on yourselves. Really look at yourselves. I think that all the contact in between is from insecurity, personally. I think it's because you're insecure, you're going to lose the other person, you're so scared. I don't see how that's really a break, personally. I don't really understand it. Again, for a healthy one, because I think it's fear-based that you want to stay in contact. I think if you dig down, you'll see it's fear-based. It's coming from your insecurity. It's coming from your worry of being rejected or abandoned. It's coming from your jealousy, which is also insecurity. It's coming from all that. That is not a healthy relationship break. Because again, work on yourself then. Take that to your therapist. Take that to your clergy person. Take that to somewhere healthy, someone trained, to talk about that it's so hard to not have communication with this person. What does that mean to you? Right? And again, if you have pets, like, I don't know, does the other person get to see them during this break? Are you going to just have a trade-off where you take them half the time and they take them the other half, which is what I've seen work before when someone feels like, I feel like the stuff around pets is just another way, an excuse to see each other. I'm saying that with love. I love pets. I love animals. I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, it's just an animal. Who cares? I get it. But I'm telling you again, from all my years of experience, you're using the animal as a way to stay connected. And right now you're taking a break. So I strongly urge you that one person is in charge of the pets and you say goodbye to your pets for the month or 2 months or 3 months or 2 weeks or whatever this break is. I will say that I don't think 2 weeks is enough for a true break because how much work are you doing on yourself in that time? I do think you likely need about a month. I think it needs to be 1 to 3 months. I think longer than 3 months is way too long. I think shorter than a month is way too little. So I think it's somewhere in there, okay? I will say that. People ask, and in the past, I've been like, well, I don't know. I'm just saying it, okay? I'm saying it. I think when we get over, again, unless it's physical distance that's doing the break, but I still think you should come back together at certain intervals at an agreed upon time that you will reconnect in some way. And I'll talk about what I think you should reconnect about. So I'll get to that. But I think you have to have agreed upon ground rules around dating other people and sex, because again, personally, if the break is to have, sex or date others, I think it's time to break up. Yeah, I said it. This is not a healthy reason to have a break. Again, if it's to think about, if the issue is I want to have an open relationship and my partner doesn't agree, then I think it's fine to take a break to again, assess that. Why do you want an open relationship? Why do I not want one? Whatever. And work on yourselves, but not to have sex or pursue relationships during the break because you haven't agreed on it yet and you're still in a relationship. Otherwise, it's not a relationship break. That's the thing. You are still in the relationship when you take a break, or it's not truly a break. It's just a breakup. So you've got to separate those things. You really do. And if you don't have an agreed thing for how that's going to look, then that's a problem. And then what's really, really important is that you agree on what you'll each be doing during this break as you work on yourselves. This is not a time for one of you to wait around. And this is what I see the most often. Someone wants a break, the other person doesn't, the person goes and takes a break, and no one's really doing any work. They say that, oh, I'm going to reassess my values, whatever. Then they don't. They don't. And that's, by the way, also why you want a shorter time span around this, but not too short, because otherwise there's no urgency. If there's no urgency to work on yourself, you won't do it. But if the thing is, if, you know, here's what we're going to do and you agree to it, I'm going to go to weekly counseling, I'm going to take this course, I'm going to read Abby's books, I'm going to whatever, you know, you really get specific on what you're going to do. But if you're waiting around for the other person to get done with their break, that's a problem because you are not working on the relationship and you're not truly in a break. That's something else. That is you being, I'm going to say it with so much love, but that's you being a victim in this relationship, that you're allowing this other person to decide what your relationship is about. That's a bigger problem. And you really, really should be doing some therapy around that. You really, really should be doing some major work around your self-esteem, your confidence, your trauma, your fear of rejection and abandonment, that you are so willing to let this person treat you this way. Like, sweetie, I love you. Don't do this. Don't do this. Not okay. Not okay. So at the very least, even if you kind of feel like you're still waiting around, but you're working on your trauma and you're doing the work you need to do, then great. And if you've been working on your trauma in, let's say, once a week therapy or something for a while, and you haven't seen changes, you need to up your game. Mental health, it's so interesting to me. People will just work on it for years. Let's say you had heart disease. You don't just sort of work on, you don't try something and then your heart keeps getting worse or stays the same in a bad way. And you just go, oh, well, I'm still not smoking cigarettes, so I'm doing enough. No, you're not. You have to up your game. You have to seek out what other treatments you could do. In the case of mental health, that might be doing, if you have trauma for sure, like doing EMDR, doing DBT, going to therapy twice a week, looking at medications. I mean, there's so many things that you could be doing. You could be doing an intensive mental health treatment somewhere where you actually go inpatient or do a 4-day retreat please, I'm begging you, you deserve a happy life. You deserve to have love and connection and to feel at ease in your world. And I need you to really work on that. If you had cancer and something wasn't working, you would try the next thing. You would do more. But for some reason with our mental health, we're like, well, I've been in therapy. There's a lot of bad therapists out there, I say with love. There just are. Or therapy that doesn't match what you need. So get what you need. I'm not right for everybody. I think I'm a great therapist, but I'm not good with everyone. I'm not. That's why I, meet with people. I do my first sessions. I do 90 minutes so we can kind of get to know each other and see if that's a good fit. Because even when you ask questions before or whatever, you can't tell until you're sort of in it and see what's happening, I think, most of the time. It's kind of like, dating, right? You can ask all the good questions on the app or, via phone or whatever. But it's when you're physically together, that chemistry is there or it's not, that you really start to get a feel of the person in person. It just, And that can be via Zoom, by the way, for therapy. I do all my therapy via Zoom these days, and I think it's really great. I was doing a lot of it before the pandemic that way, so for me, it was an easy transition. But anyway, just really think about it. Don't wait around. If both people aren't willing to do work on themselves, to me, you can't take a healthy break. So I want to really say that. Another thing you have to look at is when you do reconnect, as I mentioned earlier, what are the rules? Are you back together then? Are you going to take a longer break? Do you have new needs you've identified? Is it time for maybe couples therapy at that point? Like, what now? What's going to be different now? Okay. What are the rules for when we see each other again? Now, and then of course, lastly, you're going to be asking, well, what should I be doing on the relationship break? Like, what are the things? And I've already said it, but I want to end with this. I think on a relationship break, you both need to be seeking individual therapy or some other kind of emotional growth. Maybe you go travel to India and live on an ashram. I don't know, but I love spiritual growth. I love spiritual paths. I think travel, I think therapy, you know, different. I think there's many kinds of therapy. I don't think there's only one. I think maybe doing something experiential, an adult outward bound, maybe. I don't know. I mean, really, I would open that up to you, but you should be doing something and often. Start a spirit, maybe meditation practice. Maybe again, you go to therapy or you get on meds or you don't, or like, there's so many things, but you can't just sort of wait around. Again, it should be both of you deciding, here's what we're going to do on our break. Here's what we're both committing to, because we're committing to this relationship, right? We're not on vacation. Here's what we're both going to do to work towards having a connected, exciting, passionate relationship again. Okay. I also think what you should be doing on your relationship break is keeping a journal of what you're learning about yourself and the relationship. When you come back together, first and foremost, I hope you share what you're learning, what these learnings are. I would love it if you committed, okay, we're going to see each other in 1 month from today. We're going to spend 2 hours together. Don't do it at one of your homes, or wherever you're living. Don't do it at home, quote unquote. Go out somewhere. Be somewhere. No one's listening. Go to a cafe, or go for a walk, or sit on a park bench. But go out. Go be out of the home. There's a lot of triggers in houses, in homes, in where you're living. Even if it's the other person has moved somewhere, don't go into their space. Go into a neutral space, or even a space that used to make you both very happy to be in together, and share these learnings, share your journals, ask questions of one another to deepen your understanding of your partner and their needs and what they want. Really listen. Don't go in trying to get back together or to break up or anything else. Go in to talk. Go in to have a discussion. I will also say, when you're on the break, whenever you find yourself focusing on your partner, focus on yourself instead. I find that a lot. So if you're on the break, I've had clients on these relationship breaks, and they'll say to me, and you know, all they end up talking about is this partner. And I'm like, no. Stop focusing on them. You know, what are they doing? I wonder what's happening right now. I wonder if they're dating somebody. I wonder if they're done with me. Just stop. Every time you do that, wonder about yourself. Wonder, why am I so worried about this person? Why am I obsessed with what they want to do? What do I want to do? That's often how I direct my clients. They'll say, well, I don't know what he wants or she wants. And I'm like, what do you want? What do you want? What are you focused on? What do you need? What's in your heart? Like, stop on them. Focus on yourself instead. What work do you need to do here? Okay, that's big. And that leads me to the other thing you should be doing on a break is identifying what makes you feel connection, ease, and joy outside of the relationship. What is it? Where do you get these things? Because you might notice the only place you get them is in any relationship, not even just with this person, but in any relationship. Like, you don't feel whole unless you're in a relationship. All that. You've got to work on being happy outside of a relationship. You have to work on, and again, I hate that word happy, but I always say connection, ease, and joy. Aren't those the three things we're all looking for? We're looking for connection. We're looking for ease and peace and calm in our lives. We're looking, that's the self-confidence. That's the just being and feeling good in our skin and joy, fun, enthusiasm, all that good stuff. You need to identify what makes you feel those things, you know, what you do and say and how you are outside the relationship. I also need, on this break, I need you to identify your needs, not thinking about what your partner can or cannot do, okay? So I want you to take your partner out of the equation, out of the equation. Don't even think of that person. And really get down to, what do I need? Because it's so easy to limit that by thinking about what your partner will or won't do, and that's not helpful. That's not it. Because I love you, I have a worksheet called What I Need in a Love Relationship, which you can download and you can fill out. I think that's a great thing, if nothing else, to share with this person when you reconnect, when that time comes, if you've taken a break. I think you should complete the What I Need in a Love Relationship worksheet. It's a great place to start and end, you know, not end, but, you know, open up questions and really compare your answers with your partner, talk about that. I want to highly recommend you read my latest book also, I guess, Boundaries Made Easy, Your Roadmap to Connection, Ease, and Joy, because I love those words, because that's what we're all trying to do. This is so much about your boundaries. This is so much about you. And in that book, I have so many tips. There's journaling included in the book. There's a whole journaling exercises that are up on the website that are not even in the book itself that are you can go get for like extra credit for yourself or extra work you can do. I think if you don't know anything else to do, follow the book. Do everything in the chapters over and over. And what I want in a love relationship, that worksheet is included in the book in different wording, like a little bit. I've changed things as you're identifying your boundaries and your standards. This is really how you do it, by deciding what you need. So I would say that's the next thing you can do during your break. And you can get the book again on Amazon. It's on Audible with my melodious, fabulous voice that you love listening to, reading it. Both books are Audible, by the way. And you know, I'm talking about my book. You don't have to buy my books. You can get everything you need right here and download your free worksheet. I'm always, though, the only things I put out are things I think will enhance and help you grow. And if you want everything in one place, you don't want to go searching through my practically 300 episodes of the podcast for information, and you want it just handed to you. Here it is, wrapped up with a bow. Here, you do that. If you have no money, if you don't have a penny to spend, then I am here for you. And absolutely, just, you know, go through my website, put in keywords, have the words come up, do your learning that way. With either the blog or the podcast itself. I am here for you. I am here to help you. That's what I'm doing. We are creating love in this world one relationship at a time. We are creating world peace. That's my job. So I always have things for you, whether you feel like you can afford something or whether you can't, you know, or how you want to receive your information. I've got it all. And it is really here for your greatest good. So there you go. That's a big one today. If you're going through this, I know it's really hard. There's so many emotions that come up. There's, again, so many feelings of rejection and abandonment and confusion and all that went, you know, on both sides often. So I need you to take that deep breath. I really want you to work on this. It's such good work to be doing. And again, there are healthy ways to do it and unhealthy ways. So really get clear because, you know, you deserve it. You really do deserve this great love life, and you can have it. I've seen it. I see the miracles all the time. That's my business. So that's it. If no one else told you this week, I love you. I am grateful, grateful, grateful for our relationship and this connection that we have. I'm not going to cry today. I'm not going to cry today. I'm holding it. I really am. I feel overcome, obviously, all the time, with how special this is and with your emails and your DMs and your reviews. Oh my God, thank you for reviewing. Those reviews are beautiful. I post them all the time on my social media. So if you want to see yourself famous, you can look there. But it means the world to me what we have. And what we have is really special. All right. Mwah. Have an incredible week, and I will talk to you real soon. Thank you for listening to the Relationships Made Easy podcast with wonderful me, Dr. Abby Metcalf. And I've got two quick things to say. Just give me one more minute. First, I love spending this time with you, and I work hard to make sure every single episode is going to help you move from any feelings of frustration or resentment or anxiety to that connected, hopeful, confident. That's always my goal. So if you have any ideas for a future episode or just want to say hi, let me know what the podcast is doing for you. Anything. You can email me at abby@abbymedcalf.com. How simple is that? And the second thing I want to say is if you like the podcast, you're going to go crazy for my book. My book is really good. I'm really proud of it. You can find it on Amazon or on my website under the shop section on my website at abbymedcalf.com. It's called Be Happily Married, Even If Your Partner Won't Do a Thing. And even if your partner will do a thing, the book will still really help you. So that's it. Thanks again for listening. Talk to you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.